In our rush to return to the world, we should be mindful of the impact of mass tourism on the planet. Now is the time to embrace the fundamental values of sustainable tourism and let them guide your future journeys. Go off the beaten path, linger longer in destinations, travel in the off-season, connect with communities, and spend your money in ways that support locals. Consider purchasing carbon offsets. And remember that the whole point of getting out there is to embrace the differences that we make that make the world so colorful. One of the great benefits of travel is meeting new people and coming into contact with different points of view, says Pauline Frommer, travel expert and radio host. So go ahead and plan that trip. Planning a trip is nearly as enjoyable as actually taking one. Anticipation is its own reward. I've witnessed firsthand the friction of anticipatory travel. My wife, not usually a fan of travel photos, now spends hours on Instagram gazing at images of alpine lodges and Balinese rice fields. "What's going on?" I asked one day. "They're just absolutely captivating," she replied. "They make me remember that there is a big, beautiful world out there." Many of us, me included, have taken travel for granted. We grew lazy and entitled, and that is never good. Tom Swick, a travel writer, tells me he used to view travel as a given. Now he says, "I look forward to experiencing it as a gift."